This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday. It is a football day, and so we will be talking a lot of football as we get ready for week number two of the season. So glad to have you along with us. Stay with us, 1-888-455-ESPN, or you can email us, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com.
Doug, I don't know why we wouldn't start off this day. Obviously, going back, looking over a little bit of the NFL game last night as the NFL got underway. Eli Manning comes out the first half, and I think immediately, everybody out there, whether you're a fan of the Mannings, not a fan of the Mannings, all of a sudden, somewhere in the last five games of the season last year, Eli Manning has become a different quarterback. First of all, he's more elusive than maybe there's not too many more. He gets away from trouble, and he's still, with people hanging on him, able to make throws that are so very, very accurate into tight spots and get receivers. And the receivers he's got are capable. Steve Smith, obviously Plaxico Burress, a big key. Brandon Jacobs running the ball well. Jim Zorn's debut, not so good on the other hand. No time management skills towards the end. They were down by two scores. It was obvious you had to kick the field goal and try and get an onside kick and take a stab at the end zone. And they didn't throw the ball until late in the fourth quarter. They just kept running it, trying to grind clock. It might be a long season for the Washington Redskins, even though their defense will keep them probably in a few ball games they don't deserve to be in.
Well, I didn't get to watch the football game because I was out working doing some volleyball last night, but just saw some highlights. It sounded to me, and from what I've heard and from what I've read and from what I've seen, it was a horrible football game for the season opening game of the season. You've got your defending world champions who, if they're shutting down Washington, should be able to score more than 16 points, and Washington's just bad. And if they're bad, the Giants should have buried them, and they did not do that. There was some, and another thing, just looking at some stats, I mean, they don't always tell the story, but if Plaxico Burress has 123 yards receiving, how does he not get in the end zone? He's got 11 or 12 catches. How does he not get in the end zone? Brandon Jacobs doesn't get in the end zone. Three field goals. Which just proves that they can't finish.
Well, but it's that NFL mentality that people ripped on Bill Callahan for so many times, shutting it down. And I think they shut down a lot of the offense last night in the second half. Very, very happy to say, thanks a lot, Washington, for coming. We'll take this division win, and we'll go right on down the road. Hopefully get out of here with nobody injured. Fred Smoot last night gets kneed, and they call it a hip pointer. It was his own guy coming off the kind of the back of a tackle.
Fred Smoot still in the league?
Oh. He was not feeling well last night.
Not Snoop Minutes, Fred Smoot.
Right. Oh. Right, yeah. But he might be, you know, he's a hip pointer. Yeah, that's one of those injuries. Yeah, John Madden made the comment, well, that's a good thing about these Thursday night games because they get a couple days to heal. He's going to need a month to heal from that. The old knee right in the top of the bottom of the back, I guess, was not happy camper. But I thought Brandon Jacobs, that guy's a load. He unloaded. Oh, I wish you could remember the defensive back's name. The guy came in low, and they go, well, he came out with a bad angle. Well,
Landry.
And, I mean, destroyed him. I destroyed, decleated, whatever you want to say, just buried him. But he is a load to bring down, and I think he'll be a bigger part of that offense than maybe people expected even.
Also last night, too bad, so sad, old ball coach, Roll Vandy Roll, 24-17 over South Carolina in another football game that was pretty blah until the second half.
all of a sudden people can't say, you have Baylor, we've got Vanderbilt, two bad teams. Vanderbilt's an up-and-coming team. They have must have added some improvements, somehow getting some players in there. That was a shocker. I don't think anybody expected the old ball coach to leave Nashville with a loss, but
well, especially after losing to Vanderbilt last year.
Yeah, and then they said a bunch of things. They said a bunch of things. A couple of defensive backs that Spurrier made him apologize for later.
You know what? Bull. That is such crap. All this apologizing all the time. You know what? They're college kids. They said what they felt. They weren't being derogatory. They said, well, we just lost to the worst team in the SEC. They're probably right last year. They're probably right.
I'm sorry we called you the worst team in the
You think they meant it, their apology? Hell no. Give me a break. Give me a break. But anyway, we don't really care about them. They're the SEC. This is the Big 12, Nebraska and San Jose State tomorrow. Four touchdown favorite are the Huskers. Coming up later on in the program, Daddy makes his NFL Week 1 selections and his college football picks as well. Plus, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Johnny Casino's just for going up against me and Daddy and Derek for our Pigskin Picks. That's coming up later on in the show as well. But we can't overlook this. Jeff and Kearney, make sure we don't overlook this. With all the recent injuries and the beginning of football season, it's easy to forget about the Royals. But a doubleheader sweep over the A's is reason to celebrate any time of year. Jeff says, it's peanut butter jelly time.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly time.
Times two, baby.
There you go. Peanut butter
An
jelly.
Extra inning game. One win.
5-4. Joey Gaffney actually got the winning run. Wow. 5-4-10.
How'd he get on base?
So, yeah. 5-4-10. And then in game two, the Royals jumped out 9-1 and had to hold on for a 9-6 victory.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
I think twice a month is enough. But since that's just today. So the Royals are only like, how many bats? 50?
They'd be 19 out. Because I don't think the late game's in there. 19 games out. 60 and 79, I believe, will be the Royals' record right now. Interesting stat, though.
Man, Cleveland's hot. They've even passed Detroit.
What happened to Detroit? What happened to Detroit?
Did you pick them? Thanks, Jeff, for the email. You can email the Dead Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dead Popper, home of the Armor Lining. Stop by and see Scott or Joel today on the Bricks, downtown Kearney.
Just a quick Royal note here. Did you know that Zach Greinke, 159 strikeouts, and Gil Mesh, 148 strikeouts have combined, that's 307 total, more than any other American League duo except Toronto's A.J. Burnett and Roy Halladay. They're the second most, that duo.
Well, they got a lot of other pieces of the puzzle that need to get better.
That's the most by two Royals pitchers since Apier and Jose Rosado. Rosado?
Apier probably had a majority of those.
196 to 129. Yes, they combined for 325 in 1997.
So the Royals continue their homestand this weekend, but we've got football every day and night. We've got high school football tonight on ESPN Radio, a pair of games that we'll be bringing you. Also, college football doubleheader tomorrow. And when we get to our Pigskin Pick'em, you'll realize it's a blah weekend in college football. You can talk about your matchups last week. Well, how about your matchups this week, college analysts? Miami and Florida, not a big matchup. I went through all of the games, and I believe there are eight games, I think it was eight, that the point spread was within a touchdown. And those are, I mean, like Georgia Tech, Boston College was the only game that was of any big-time schools. Of BCS conferences. So, and then football, NFL gets underway first Sunday. We've got a triple header for you this coming Sunday. The triple header will be Chiefs-Patriots, followed by Cowboys-Browns, and then the Sunday night game, Colts-Bears.
Mark from Minden on the line for you guys.
Mark on 1-888-455-ESPN. Good morning, Mark. What's up?
What's fellas? Hey, I know you're going to get busy with football, but a volleyball started last night. I wanted to go over a unique situation that I saw last night. I've never seen it before. Minden was playing in Lexington last night, and in the third set, we were up 8-1, and the server had served 7 points in a row for Minden, and it found out there was an illegal substitution. So after the side out, they took away 7 points, so we were down 2-1. I'd never seen points taken away before.
I didn't know you could do that.
No, I guess they did, but we wound up winning by 8 anyway, so actually we won like 33-25. Well, 33-17.
Mark, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. And if you saw the Sports Center highlight, was that the Angels game yesterday where a guy struck out on a 4-2 count? He walked but didn't take his base. Nobody realized that it was a long at bat. He'd fouled off some pitches. But they, of course, broke it down on SportsCenter and all the highlight shows. And now the 4-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, you clown, you're out. So, yeah, volleyball did get underway last night. And as we said, a lot of area teams ranked. And the Tri-City teams, Daddy, got off to an outstanding start last night.
You had good volleyball last night? Overly good volleyball? Good teams?
I had Grand Island Central Catholic.
Okay, check.
St. Cecilia is going to be okay. Lincoln Christian probably not going to be okay. And Central Catholic, I mean, they're going to be good for a long time. And here's one thing I want to – I brought up a little bit during the broadcast last night, and I felt opening night was a little too soon to – really heap on to Coach Zavala, but they started 5 sophomores last night. They bring another one off the bench. They've got a junior libero. They play 1 senior in Hannah Bolton, another senior in Johnston that's injured, tore her knee up at the end of last basketball season, and she was a kid that rotated in last year, but you know she came in once last night and that I remember, and just that knee injury is probably going to slow down most of her senior season. And so you've got these 5 sophomores, of which they're just 3 of them started as freshmen last year and another one subbed in. They're number one. They're the defending state champions. That is so rare because how many sports really can you start sophomores in? Football, almost impossible. And if you do, it's not very many. It's a rare case.
Well, and it's bad for you if you do.
And basically, it's usually girls' sports. I mean, just because they can be more competitive, it seems like the physical and the physicality doesn't factor in quite as much as it does for guys when you're comparing freshmen and sophomores against seniors. But so you might see it in basketball. But, I mean, they have 3 full years together. They're already number one in their class, and they're the defending state champions. They will play Northwest. They will play Aurora. They will play Ravenna, number one in C2. They will play Minden. They will play Kearney Catholic. They will play rated teams. They got Columbus Scotus, number 2 in the state. I mean, they could see the number 2, 3, and 5 teams, St. Paul, in their class in the next 3 weeks, I believe it is. 2, 3, and 5 in their class. And if they go out and blitz those teams, and I'm not saying that they will, but you've got to look ahead. I think you've got a situation here where Class A cannot be too far away from being on their schedule in the next 2 years. I mean, Class A schools, there are half the Class A schools that probably won't be as good as Grand Island Central Catholic in volleyball.
It just leaves me shaking my head, and I don't know why it would surprise me with the win total that Sharon's been able to put up.
And back in the day when Jenny Kropp and that crew, they always made a trip out to the Chicago tournament, and Bellevue, I think, still does that. Bellevue West still does that. But they always made a trip out to Chicago and played in a weekend tournament there. Do they look at something like that? I mean, this is a special.
This is a Ravenna boys basketball team a few years ago.
This would be, the chance of a makeup here is better than that, I actually believe. I mean, they've got more of these all-state caliber kids on their team. But yes, that's comparable.
Okay, in volleyball, to be like the number of all-staters as sophomores would be minimal, I would guess, but they have how many?
Well, I mean, how many kids are potential all-staters? Here's the deal. Will they play Grand Island? How about a Grand Island triangular some night? Senior High, Northwest, Central Catholic. Or is that too much in one night? Which I think it would be. But it would be neat to play. As we said, they'll play Northwest in a tournament.
Heartland Event Center brings to you.
Yeah. But again, that would be almost too much in one night because you would like to think that everybody would have a chance. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But again, it would not hurt any of those teams losing to each other. I just think that there's a possibility of this team being very, very special, and it will be nice to see them get literally challenged, whether it's in-state or out-state teams, and that's just not going to happen very much in Class C.
Yeah, you gotta, and obviously, they know, and Sharon knows the talent level that they have, and can make that step up, and probably have the availability, the resources to go and play places that normally other people probably wouldn't. But yeah, a special group comes through, I'm all for it. Challenge them. Let's go.
Kearney won. Kearney Catholic won. Grand Island won. Lincoln High girl or volleyball must not be very good either. 25-9, 25-3.
Are they good in anything?
10. Northwest sweeps Crete. Hastings sweeps McCook. And then Adams Central and St. Cecilia split their matches. St. Cecilia lost to number one Grand Island Central Catholic. Adams Central lost to number one Ravenna. I mean, you can't do much better than what those teams did in the Tri-Cities last night. St. Paul beat Ord. That was a big knockoff of the defending state champions there in C1, a rematch of the state tournament last year. Ravenna, Bertrand, Amherst, Ansley, Elm Creek, Pleasanton, among the area teams that got off to good starts with wins last night. Shelton and Sutton also winning all of their matches last night, and so did Wood River. One final note before we get back into talking a lot of football here. There is a good note here for the Nebraska volleyball team, I would think. First, Rachel Holloway leaves, so then they try to give Jordan Haverly the scholarship. Then she leaves, and they don't know what to do with this scholarship. Well, Haley Tramer from Ewing, Nebraska wanted her, but not high enough on the list to give her a scholarship. But she is one of the top players in all the state of Nebraska, even though it's at a D2 school in Ewing. She had committed to Wisconsin, so that tells you that everybody is after this kid. She's decommitted from Wisconsin, and she will be coming to Nebraska as of this moment.
As if this group needed any more help. There's some more on the way.
6'2" middle blocker, 37 kills in the state final last year.
Nice. What do you say? Nice game. Great game. Unbelievable. 37 kills.
I think Kim Barron's Paxton has the record in Class D. And it was like 44, something like that. And I think it's tougher to attain those now because, remember, in rally scoring, there's a point every time. In the old school, you could be on 4-3 forever. You could get 10 kills and the score wouldn't move. You get 10 kills now, score's moving 10 points. We're going to take a break. The Tri-City Storm have a new assistant coach. We'll tell you who it is. Plus, we get into some football talk again after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
It's the once a year. All out. Blowout at Kearney Yamaha. You'll save up to $4,000 that's been slashed off prices of select models of Yamaha 08 motorcycles in stock. Low financing is available. Whether you want to travel in style on the powerful 1900cc Stratoliner with locking side bags and a detachable windshield, or you want to choose from the 9 Classic Yamaha or custom V-Star models, Kearney Yamaha has the bike for you. But these incredible deals at Kearney Yamaha won't last long. It's the once a year. All out. Blowout. Going on now at Kearney Yamaha. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's power sports mall, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Destination fun continues all summer. Get away without the drive in the courtyard at Cunningham's. Taste one of our signature grilled features every Friday and Saturday night, like grilled shrimp or smoked prime rib. Enjoy our unique atmosphere with a frozen margarita and listen to the sounds of summer. Take this weekend and get away to the courtyard with all your friends and let us do the work. Playing tonight and tomorrow is Soka Jukebox. Join us for destination fun in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney.
When it comes to exciting high school football action, we've got you covered this Friday night on ESPN 1460. Kearney Catholic opens their season at Sandy Creek. And on ESPN 1550, Adams Central will host defending state champion Crete. On 1230 AM KHAS, Hastings St. Cecilia begins their run at Minden. On Power 99 FM, Ravenna will be at Elm Creek. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, it's Blue Hill at Cambridge. Exciting high school football action live this Friday night.
It began with national security, evolved into ecological tracking, then on to agriculture and transportation. But now, GPS global positioning has taken on a more important task, your golf game. It's the state-of-the-art at Indian Head Golf Club in Grand Island. Global positioning devices are now on every cart, eliminating the distance guesswork. Improves your club selection for the next shot for a better game. Indian Head Golf Club, where the fun begins. Reserve tee time to 308-381-4653, 308-381-4653.
Mainly cloudy skies will continue today, along with some scattered shower activity at times, with high temperatures up in the low 60s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, there's still a slight chance for some showers developing, with lows near 45. We'll see a high in the mid-60s Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 54.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's in what? That's right, ESPN. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Big weekend coming up, week one of the NFL, college football in full gear, and you want to watch more than one game. Plus, you want to enjoy some great food and maybe a nice, icy, cold beverage and a place where you can kick back and relax. And how about the Chicken Coop in downtown Grand Island or Kearney with their 42-inch flat screens all over the place? There's not a bad seat in the house. Check out the high-def TVs. Catch all your favorite sports. There's going to be golf on this weekend. The U.S. Open's on. There's so much going on. You're going to want to catch it all at the Chicken Coop. And from kickoff to close during Monday Night Football, it's $2 you call it. It's almost all drinks are $2. Try any of their 12 flavors of flame-broiled chicken wings. They've got the best wings in town. Jack sauce, honey Dijon, pepper teriyaki, Jamaican jerk, or just medium, regular wing, whatever, if you're not crazy but just love wings. They've got them for you at the Chicken Coop. Can't decide? Come tomorrow and try another. Our menu's packed with 24 sandwiches and burger options, pizza, ribs. There's so many good things to eat. There's always a daily lunch special and great food and drink specials every night. Be sure to stop by and enjoy a game of Keno as well at the Chicken Coop. They are on the bricks downtown Kearney and in downtown Grand Island, welcoming you for the start of the NFL and college football seasons.
Doug, do the average football fan out there, when you say the name Richard Collier, does it do anything to anybody? Does it do anything? Derek, Richard Collier?
No.
Richard Collier?
Well, I know who you're talking about.
He's a 3-year tackle out of Jacksonville that got shot the other night. With football season started, really gotten kind of swept under the rug.
Didn't he only start one game last year, the last game?
Well, he's been in the NFL 3 years, so he's kind of, you know, making an inroads. I think he's been around a little bit. Not like he was a rookie and came from a McNeese State that nobody'd ever heard of. I think he'd been around. Actually found an article yesterday written by Jason Whitlock, who has really went out of his way and kind of, I guess, off of the mainstream a little bit. And basically, his points are, when you heard Richard Collier was shot, you didn't wonder if Richard Collier was black. You knew he was. It wasn't a head-scratcher. You knew it was late. You knew it was after hours at a nightclub. You know, he goes on to point out that 70% of the NFL is black. But yet the first three draft picks were all white. Darren McFadden, Glenn Dorsey. Now, they weren't the number three draft picks. He's arguing basically that says, when you're an owner out there, you got to make sure these guys don't make poor decisions when you're going to invest $30 million in them. And, you know, he says, it's time to get a grip on this. And it's not the white athlete getting shot. You know that right off. And he runs down Sean Taylor, Darrent Williams from Denver, Jason Williams, Jamal Tinsley, Ray Carruth, all black athletes. And he brings up that he's wrote about these things in the past.
And Jason Whitlock, African American, Kansas City star.
Yes.
He's co-hosted the or he's hosted the Jim Rome show. He is an outspoken African American who's trying to, I guess he will not just take one side of the story here.
Right. Yeah. He goes out of his way though to just say we as a black community, and good for Jason Whitlock for you know not blaming anybody else. You know, he points out a lot of these young people grow up in homes that they don't have a father, period. There's no male figure to grow up to. And it's interesting, though, that he points out to, hey, a lot of white people that get these signing bonuses, hey, they go out and they celebrate and they throw some money around and they have a good time. We've all been 23. We've all been 24. Now, very few of us have had an opportunity to cash a check for $8 million and go do what we want.
Which reminds me, I want to make a little note here about Michael Strahan. Okay, go ahead.
But he just says, why don't baseball players, many of those get their $300 and whatever in per diem money, save it up, could go blow $1,000 a night on a road trip. They don't have trouble getting home. Now, A lot of those are white players. He's saying, what is wrong with the decision? First of all, Richard Collier got shot outside of an apartment complex. The hell Richard Collier doing in an apartment complex? Isn't that why you're in the NFL, so you don't have to live in an apartment? I mean, I lived in an apartment until a year ago. Nothing wrong with living in an apartment. But if you're an NFL player, why aren't you in a gated community? It's 3 in the morning.
With a fence.
With a fence, yeah.
A fence. A gate head.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
No.
Just check.
Gate head, yeah.
Check.
It's very... But I just thought that Jason Whitlock brought up so many great points, and they've demonstrated the inability to avoid trouble. That's basically his message. The male figurehead in a family is something that he just shakes his head and says, we've got to get control of this, and it's our responsibility. And by meaning our responsibility, he's saying the black community, like, we gotta basically pull our heads out of wherever and figure this deal out, because the violence is running rampant is not good for anybody, and it brings out, it just brings more stereotypical things out, and it hurts us overall, and I think he's so dead on, and I wish there were more people like Jason Whitlock that would stand up and say this. Why is Jason Whitlock the only one saying this? If Stephen A. Smith wants to be loud and go on a rant, why the hell didn't he ever say this? You don't hear very many people saying this, and it's common sense. And good for Jason Whitlock. Okay, that's just, I just found that, and I thought it was very interesting.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
When Richard
I got
Collier,
no problem with it.
You know how many days do we listen about Sean Taylor? I mean, the Denver situation in the offseason. Well, with football starting, you don't hear it on any. You don't hear an update on how Richard Collier's doing all afternoon on listening to sports tidbits, because we got football going on. Now, they think they've got him headed in the right direction, and recovery, knock on wood, is, you know, think they can get there with him, but that's just the case right now.
1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Also, log on, vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Who's your pick to win the Super Bowl? New England on the fan selection is the overwhelming pick right now. We've also got Dallas, San Diego up there. You can pick other. The Colts are up there as well, and the Giants. I almost went on and took the Giants off, but I had to give them at least enough respect as the defending world champion. Log on today and vote ESPNSuperstation.com. And while you're there, you can go to the Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft along with the Courtyard. Great place to hang out any night of the week, but especially fun times on the weekend. If you missed any of our interviews this week, Dick Tomey, the head coach at San Jose State from yesterday, Matt Franzen from Doan. We, of course, talked to Daryl Morris and Paul Merkowitz earlier in the week. We caught up with Sam Dunn from Minden, Pat Burns from UNO, Bob Jensen's interview. Brendan Stye joined us on Tuesday, the former Husker, talk about what he saw as he was in the locker room for the season opening contest on Saturday. Pigskin Pigs picks coming up from Johnny Casino's, Daddy's selections as well. And I think we'll get into those coming in our next segment because I want to make sure this year that Daddy, when possible, has ample time to ramble about his selections and his stats and all of that because he gives me mean looks sometimes. But the Newark newspaper, Star Ledger or whatever it is, reporting today that if you saw the pregame ceremony last night between the Giants and the Redskins, they had the fake Super Bowl trophy, huge one in the middle, and then Michael Strahan came out of that with the real trophy and introduced the Giants, and they ran onto the field. It was part of the pregame ceremony. They are reporting that the Giants paid Strahan $75,000 for that appearance. If that is true, and if that is true, subsection A, that money is not going directly to charity. Michael Strahan is an ass, if that is true. You are a Giant. You won a Super Bowl ring with the Giants. You were there to get your ring, unveil the banner. You are retired. What? I mean, I just think about what you were talking about. All the people in this part of the country and those listening to this show, 90% don't make that in a year. And he makes that in one night for welcoming in his team and picking up his ring? Are you kidding me? And you want to talk about some screwed up things in society, right there is a horrible example to any young athlete. Yeah, no. I came back, I've made my kabillions.
Well, his wife did take a bunch of that a year ago.
75G? I could have done without Michael Strahan for 75G, and I'd have wrote a check to the Boys and Girls Club or some worthy organization. What a tool, if that is true.
And well, that's not Michael Strahan's fault.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. They wouldn't be paying him 75 grand if he hadn't asked for it or wanted it or demanded it. You think the organization said, hey, Mike, you want to come to the celebration and we'll give you 75G? No. It's like, hey, Tony, you want me to buy you lunch and give you another 200? No, ain't going to happen. I don't want to eat lunch with you that bad.
Okay.
It's just things like that. I just dropped my jaw to the floor this morning. I guess it shouldn't, but it just makes me wonder what in the world is going on.
It's like giving somebody $3,000 here.
Nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing to do with it being New York. Nothing. It's being a pompous professional athlete. In this case, ex-professional athlete.
Who's already got the he was kind of the free agent sign for the companies, for Fox, for CBS. The bidding wars already went on for Michael Strahan.
We'll take a break. When we come back, Daddy gives you his NFL and college selections. Plus, later on in the show, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Matt Hanley, head wrestling coach of the Gina Tiger High School in Maine, and you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show, and they're wicked good.
Hey guys, now you can understand what it's like to get excited about a Kohl's sale, because now there's one just for you. Kohl's Men's Wardrobe Sale, September 4th through the 20th. You'll find great savings on everything you need to look your best, like the new Lee Comfort Fit Pant, only at Kohl's, and just $24.99. Invisible flex waistband and fabric make it the most comfortable pant you'll ever wear. Pretty soon, the word sale will get you excited too. Kohl's Men's Wardrobe Sale, going on now. Kohl's, expect great things.
Every stay at Microtel Inns and Suites is more than comfortable, and why wouldn't it be? With a plush cozy bed to lie down on and new stylish decor to make you feel right at home? Oh, and the free high-speed wireless internet and free local and long-distance calls that allow you to keep in touch when you're worlds away. Plus, you wake up every morning to a complimentary continental breakfast. While your MicroPass card gets you one night closer to a free stay. For quality, affordable, and accessible accommodations, visit MicrotelInn.com.
Just because it's September doesn't mean that there aren't weeks of great weather left to enjoy from your deck, porch, or patio. Hi, this is Scott from Builders & Kearney, and on Friday you'll receive 20% off selected tables, chairs, umbrellas, hammocks, and more. On Saturday, you'll save 40%, and on Sunday, all remaining stock is 80% off. Shop early for the best selection. Shop late for the best savings. But don't miss Builders' end-of-summer outdoor furniture sale. Builders does it best.
When you walk to the kitchen sink and turn on the faucet for a glass of water, you pretty much take it for granted that you'll get a glass of water. But what happens if you don't? If you live outside the city limits, you call Peerless Pump. Peerless Pump, a licensed drilling contractor since 1960, can tackle your pump and well problems. And if you're planning on building, they can get you started as well. No pun intended. Peerless Irrigation and Well Drilling, North Highway 10 in Kearney, or East Highway 23 in Loomis.
Hi, this is Bob Davis with the Kansas City Royals Radio Network. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation at 1460 and 1550 AM.
Mainly cloudy skies will continue today, along with some scattered shower activity at times with high temperatures up in the low 60s. Winds will stay variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, there's still a slight chance for some showers developing with lows near 45. We'll see a high in the mid-60s Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 54.
Back Doug and Daddy Show. About ready to hear my winners for the weekend. Speaking of winners, though, 57 V07, 57 V15, and 57 V94 are three hybrids you can count on to win in test plots all over Nebraska this year. Dyna-Grow, you need to take a look at all their new VT triple corn hybrids. They're growing and they continue to grow all across Nebraska. They're excited about 09 for all your Dyna-Grow early orders before September 30th. You get a 12% cash discount all the way through January 15th. That's a 12% cash discount until after the Huskers bowl game, people. 1-800-652-9298. 652-9298. For more information, stop in and see the Dyna-Grow guys at Husker Harvest Days, lot 1131. That's lot 1131. We'll be there on Wednesday. Grow with Dyna-Grow.
As we said, the Tri-City Storm have named a new assistant coach, John Rose. He has been the assistant at the University of Alaska Fairbanks, has an extensive hockey resume, and is joining the Storm with Coach Tom Rudrud. And before joining Alaska Fairbanks, which they are the... That's right, Nanooks. He was assistant coach for Mercyhurst of the Atlanta Hockey Association during the 06-07 season. Before that, volunteer assistant for Mercyhurst. He coached at Wentworth Institution in Boston and a variety of other places as well. So welcome aboard John Rose to the Tri-City Storm.
Can we have Derek effort up what a Nanook is? We know what a Nanook is? No idea. Eric, can you defer that
yeah.
for us? All right, good.
I'm on it.
Let's do Daddy's NFL and college picks. First week of the NFL, 1-2 in college last week.
Well, first week of the NFL, Doug, because that's where my forte has relied the last couple years. I've only got two games for you. Cleveland, Dallas was my third option.
Whoa,
four college games. I mixed it up a little bit. Did not have a good feel in the NFL this week for the first time in a long, long time. Arizona.
Because you're scared.
-3 at San Francisco.
Okay, we always start with college, so let's start with college.
No, I'm mixing it up.
No, we start with college because it's first.
All right.
All right. I just got to make you mad, so.
That's fine. West Virginia at East.
Did you take the Giants in the NFL? I already see your picks.
No. West Virginia -7.5 at Eastern Carolina. Everybody's high on Eastern Carolina. Well, did you know the West Virginia returns their whole offensive line? They've got a quarterback in Mr. White. I think some people have heard of him. Oh, and plus Noel Devine's in along by his side. And, well, Noel's got five kids, and he needs to support them. He's going to run for the NFL future. -7.5, it needs to be more than that, people. West Virginia will not... give in to the pirate temptation. They will go to Pirate Nation and smack them in the face. No upset. West Virginia -7.5. The next three games, I looked all over the sheet, and all I could see, Doug, was the same thing you saw. points, points, and more points. You know what? If they're going to give me those points, I'm going to take those points. Oklahoma and Cincinnati, yes, I've heard Oklahoma's too deep. They're too nasty. They're too big. They're too physical for Cincinnati. But I don't think they're 21.5 points bigger, faster, stronger than the Cincinnati Bearcats. I will take Cincinnati. Now I got an in-state rival game, Miami, Florida. Well, that one's got to be a tight spread, doesn't it? Those are the vaunted Hurricanes from days past. Randy Shannon's got them going in the right direction. The number's 24? Florida by 24? You don't think there's some of those people in Florida that don't like Miami and Miami doesn't like Florida? That's way too many points. Take the underdog, Miami Hurricanes. Randy Shannon's story is amazing. Everybody's heard it. Look for this to be a much more competitive ball game. At least test Tim Tebow. Now, I don't think it's going to come down to a three-point game at the end, but I think it's 14 or 17-point game. Gobble up those points. And then my last game in college is San Diego State at Notre Dame. Notre Dame minus 22.5 points. Why the hell is Notre Dame favored over anybody by 22.5 points, let alone San Diego State? Take San Diego State, eat up those points. Now we move to the NFL. San Francisco 49ers at home. JT O'Sullivan has unseated Alex Smith for the starting job. JT O'Sullivan has been in the NFL 6 years with 8 different teams. He knows the system. He's done some good things, obviously. They like him. Can he save Coach Nolan's job? I think so, and I think he does it by getting a week one victory over Brenda Warner's led Arizona Cardinals. My second game says New York minus 3 at Miami. If you listen to my picks at all, you know that I love the home team underdog in the NFL. Well, Miami Dolphins, I don't love you. You're a bad football team. You've done all in the offseason wrong. You got rid of your best player. You got rid of Jason Taylor. Shame on you, Bill Parcells. Shame on you, everybody involved in that organization. Brett Favre to shred the Miami Dolphins in Miami. I will take San Francisco and New York with my NFL selections.
Now, for the record, I have been 4-0 on my college lock of the year, which includes such stellar games like Army and Iowa State and all that kind of thing. Now, that doesn't mean they're the greatest. 4-0, and I am almost ready this early in the season to give you my lock of the year. But I'm not going to, because I'm afraid it may be a little heart involved in this as opposed to just all gut feeling here. But I'm going to tell you one thing. In the games that you're talking about, Daddy, where you're getting big point spreads and giving big points, it's another in-state matchup. Ohio State. Ohio State giving 37 without Beanie Wells. I think Ohio can keep it within that number. Wyoming's not horrible. I think Ohio can keep it within that number.
Plus an opportunity if you're a football fan and a little local flavor in Noah Keller. That's a 12 o'clock go time game on ESPN. So a chance to see him on national television, starting linebacker for the Ohio Fighting Soliches.
You don't know, do you?
The Bobcat.
There you go. So if there's 27 Husker games on in the place you're watching the game on Saturday, make sure one is on Ohio and Ohio State. Those are our picks. And we hope that you realize that those are for informational purposes and fun time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Unless you've got somebody in Vegas where you can legally bet.
Because, boy, they should take your advice. You were hot on the pros last year, though.
It was a little warm on the pros. Interesting tidbit. I've gotten a couple, three people come up to me after yesterday and say, the St. Louis Rams, are you kidding me? The Rams? You moron. Okay, fine. Interesting tidbit about the Rams. Scott Linehan has hired 6 new coaches.
You had to pick the Rams for people to call you a moron?
6 new coaches on the staff this year. That includes offensive coordinator Al Saunders. A lot of people very, very high on him in NFL.
Man, he could have been the Nebraska coach.
Yes, that's very true. He could have had an opportunity. But Al Saunders, one of the most respected offensive coordinators in the game.
So when you're going to get fired, you go out and get all new assistants?
Now you.
Speaking of Ohio,
you liked Oakland. See, I think Lane Kiffin will be the first coach let go this year. That's my thought. And my other thought on that, I think Tom Rathman may have an opportunity to be the head coach of the 49ers. Just throwing that out there as we start
from
the NFL
sources.
Season. As we start the season.
Okay. All right.
Let's go to Dent Popper inbox. Doug, you take the money. If Ord asked you to come back
and start over and
Doug,
read it properly.
Doug, you would take the money with an exclamation mark. If Ord asked you to come back and present some award and offered you cash, you'd take it. Besides, who's to say he isn't going to donate the cash anyway? He should take the money and fill in the 3-foot gap in his grill.
From
Jared. Appreciate that email, Jared.
Yeah, if Ford was going to give me 75 grand, I'm poor. Hell yeah, I'd take 75 grand. I'm poor. He's not. That's a whole different situation. Plus, ain't paying me 75 cents to come up to Ord. I'll guarantee you that right now. Also, to the Dent Popper inbox, we mentioned our ESPN Superstation poll about who you think is going to win the Super Bowl. And Fast Willie chimes in, the Patriots are the overwhelming favorite in your poll? Why would anyone think the Pats could close the deal this year when they couldn't get it done last year? Tougher to win the Super Bowl when you don't cheat, isn't it? Stay classy, Bella Cheat, and go Steelers. From Fast Willie. Willie, thank you so much.
A lot of anger going on with him.
Couple more tidbits before we get into Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Rutgers named longtime college basketball coach Danny Neen the director of player development for his men's program. Rutgers coach Fred Hill says Neen's experience will be valuable. Neen has 26 years experience, 410 wins as a head coach at Ohio, Nebraska, Robert Morris, and Duquesne. Spent the past 2 years as a scout for the Utah Jazz. Of course, he was greatest success was at Nebraska. Winning 254 games, was a teammate of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in high school, and was a member of Al McGuire's first recruiting class at Marquette. The Vietnam vet, didn't know that, began his coaching career in New Jersey at a couple of high schools. He'll be inducted into the Nebraska Hall of Fame later this year, the Nebraska Basketball Hall of Fame later this year. Always liked Danny Neen. A lot of people didn't like him when he left. Always liked Danny Neen. Even if he was sometimes a snake oil salesman, people thought, I liked Danny Neen. And so it'll be great to see him, and hopefully things work out for Danny Neen at Rutgers. Also, did we mention Nebraska basketball yesterday? Yeah, that they released their schedule, so that's out as well. Let's go up one more Dent Popper inbox here. Ken chimes in. I want to thank you both and your family of stations before the fact for covering small school sports this year. Hey, Ken, no problem, buddy. In appreciation, I will give you 2 prime tickets to any Notre Dame football game you want to attend this year. Now, how's that for gratitude? I'll call Rudy and see if he needs them. My reports from the practice field tell me the Irish are a year away from being a really good team, 8-4 this year. Well, you should take that, Ken. And regarding Alex Gordon, I don't give a darn if he only hits 100 and makes 2 errors a week. I still root for him. I just like the guy, Ken. Thanks, Ken. We did make slight mention yesterday that we thought we would have Alex Gordon on the show today. But with the rain out, his time was wrapped up yesterday in that doubleheader. I know he's not playing. Don't ask me about these organizations. When we get him, we love him. We will have Alex Gordon on sometime, I'll say this month. I believe it'll be in the next week or 10 days, which would be 10 shows, actually. And he also had another MRI yesterday, actually, during the time that we were scheduled to talk to him. So we hope to talk to Alex Gordon soon. And, of course, it would have only made perfect sense had we talked to him and the Royals went out to win a pair of games. So Doug and Daddy Karma there as well. It is time now for Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. You get to go against us once this year. We destroyed the competitor last week. If you are in for a $25 gift card, we're going to take caller number, Derek, what, 7?
Let's go 7.
7. Caller 7. We'll take a break, and we'll come back and do our Pigskin Pick'em for week 2. Give us a call, 1-888-455-3776, 1-888-455-ESPN, caller 7. You get to butt heads with the best after this.
After listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, many people are heard to mutter,
who are those guys?
Those guys, we'll be right back.
Just because it's September doesn't mean that there aren't weeks of great weather left to enjoy from your deck, porch, or patio. Hi, this is Scott from Builders in Kearney, and on Friday you'll receive 20% off selected tables, chairs, umbrellas, hammocks, and more. On Saturday, you'll save 40%, and on Sunday, all remaining stock is 80% off. Shop early for the best selection. Shop late for the best savings. But don't miss Builders' End of Summer Outdoor Furniture Sale.
Builders does it best.
Destination fun continues all summer. Get away without the drive in the courtyard at Cunningham's. Taste one of our signature grilled features every Friday and Saturday night, like grilled shrimp or smoked prime rib. Enjoy our unique atmosphere with a frozen margarita and listen to the sounds of summer. Take this weekend and get away to the courtyard with all your friends and let us do the work. Playing tonight and tomorrow is Soca Jukebox. Join us for destination fun in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney.
It's the once a year, all out, blowout at Kearney Yamaha. You'll save up to $4,000 that's been slashed off prices of select models of Yamaha 08 motorcycles in stock. Low financing is available. Whether you want to travel in style on the powerful 1900cc Stratoliner with locking side bags and a detachable windshield, or you want to choose from the 9 classic Yamaha or custom V-Star models, Kearney Yamaha has the bike for you. But these incredible deals at Kearney Yamaha won't last long. It's the once a year, all out, blowout. Going on now at Kearney Yamaha. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's power sports mall, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft, ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's power sports mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Hi, this is Shelley Smith from ESPN. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
In Las Vegas, you never leave a restaurant hungry, and Johnny Casino's Grand Island's latest entry into great dining is a sure bet with barbecue chicken and ribs Tuesdays, ribeye Wednesdays, fajita Thursdays, and prime rib Fridays and Saturdays. Try Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island, and remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's, including every Husker broadcast and pay-per-view, plus the NFL Sunday Ticket.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it's time for Pigskin Pick'em, brought to you by Johnny Casinos, just off Highway 281 in Grand Island, west of the Conestoga Mall, home of the Wednesday 10-ounce prime rib, ribeye steak special for $11.99 Wednesday nights. Oh, all that and more great food, great place to watch the game as well, Johnny Casinos in Grand Island. And winning the $25 gift card this week is Sam here in Kearney. And Sam, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Thank you.
Well, how's your football knowledge for just being week two of the season?
You know, week one, I was pretty weak, so hopefully we can pick it up here going to second week.
All right. Well, some of these games are a little weak, but most of them are supposed to be close, so we'll test your knowledge, and here we go. First one on the docket, Northwestern at Duke. Who you got?
We're going to get Northwestern on that one.
Daddy, I took Northwestern.
I as well.
Let's go Georgia Tech at Boston College. Daddy, who you got?
I'm going to take Boston College, Matt Ryan-less Boston College.
I am taking Georgia Tech. And Sam, how about you?
We'll do Boston College as well.
West Virginia at East Carolina. Daddy, we already know your pick. This was one of your locks of the week. You tipped West Virginia, didn't you?
Yep.
And Sam, what about you?
I'm scared of East Carolina, but I still have to do West Virginia on that one.
You know, I'm going to take West Virginia, but I'm not so sure, Daddy, that this isn't closer than the experts think. Bowling Green coming off the big win against Pitt. They are home against Minnesota. Sam, who you got?
We got Bowling Green. They're hot.
Daddy?
I as well.
Yeah, I think Bowling Green is legit. Florida at Miami. I am taking Florida. You're taking Miami in the points. Are you taking Miami for the straight-up win, Daddy?
No, I'm going to take Florida.
Sam, what about you?
I concur with Florida.
A sweep on Florida. It's Air Force at Wyoming. Sam, who you got?
We're going to get the Air Force on that one, man.
Daddy?
You know what? At Wyoming, they won by a point last week. I think they might win by 2 points this week.
I'm taking Wyoming. Go Cowboys. That's right. Wyoming Cowboys. BYU at Washington. You can hear it right here on ESPN Radio. I'm going to, boy, this has to be one. Somebody's got to pick this as an upset alert, don't they? I'll take BYU.
I'm going to take those. I'm going to take those Mormons as well.
Sam?
I'll do BYU as well.
A&M at New Mexico, a little tougher than Arkansas State. A&M only a three-point favorite. I am taking A&M. Sam, who you got?
I'll do the same, A&M.
You know what? I'm going to say New Mexico. Oh, I'm going to take New Mexico. Can't beat Arkansas State. How the hell are you going to beat New Mexico?
Navy at Ball State tonight. Just reported that Brady Hoke, the coach at Ball State, suspends his nephew on the team for tonight's game. Evidently didn't get him a nice birthday present. I don't know. Daddy, Navy at Ball State, who you got?
I'm going to take Ball State.
I'm taking Ball State. Sam?
What sweep is Ball State?
And finally, let's keep a local one here. Doan at Hastings. Daddy, I'm taking Hastings.
You know what? I think Doan is, Matt Franz is just bringing that program along. Not there yet. I'm going to take Hastings, who I think is a much improved football team this year.
Sam, Doan at Hastings.
Let's do Hastings.
And now the total points. This is the tiebreaker, and a lot of our picks are pretty similar. This could be the key. The total points in the Nebraska-San Jose State game. How many you got?
We got 55-10.
65 total points.
55, yeah.
I got 56.
I got 57.
So it's going to be a close one. Sam, congratulations on the $25 gift card to Johnny Casinos, and best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, fellas.
Sam McCarney, our chump of the week. What do you think?
We're going to beat him down.
Hey, you will not be a chump when you grill with a grill's best friend, Troutman's Quality Meats, across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. You can't buy fresher sausage, people. They're made fresh every day. Polish, Italian, brats, perfect for tailgating. Ground beef and chuck patties. If you want to throw a little steak on, why not? Make some steak tips, USDA Choice Angus Beef Steaks. Kerry has a great new cheese dip recipe that he can't wait to share with everybody who comes in. So check that out. Brisket, pork butt, beef, and pork back ribs fall right off the bone. And Daddy, this week, on special, 80% lean USDA Choice Angus ground chuck, hole-in-the-bag strip loins, ribeyes. They'll cut and package to your specification, every kind of seasoning you want. Carrie's ready. Are you ready? You will be by stopping by Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend here in Kearney.
Doug, look forward to a great weekend of football out there. Several area games. It's full go now. All high school teams are involved as of tonight. So good luck to all the area teams. And please, stay healthy.
Coming up Monday, of course, Paul Merkowitz and Daryl Morris to recap their weekends. We'll talk about the Nebraska game as well. Your high school football coverage tonight, ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic at Sandy Creek, ESPN 1550, Crete at Adams Central, 1230 AM KHAS, St. Cecilia at Minden, on the FM dial, Power 99, Ravenna at Elm Creek, and on the Breeze 94.5, a C2 Top 10 matchup, Blue Hill at Cambridge. That's a rematch of last year's state semifinal. That should be a great one. We want to thank all the fine folks for the emails, the calls, and we'll do it again on Monday. Some great stuff going on. Football, tennis, should be some great golf as well. Daddy, enjoy the weekend.
See you on Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!